In specialty crop news from the Southeast AgNet, well, not exactly the happiest of holidays for our specialty crop growers, as USDA meteorologist Eric Lubyhusen says.
Yet again, producers will be assessing the impacts of another freeze in Florida.
This due to temps that got down as low as 21 degrees in our strawberry region of Lakeland and mid-20s in our northern citrus regions on Tuesday morning.
Producers undertook saving measures for their crops, what is left after the first two hard freezes this month.
But at least Belglade farmer Rick Roth had a slightly optimistic approach to the third freeze this December.
Given that you've already done damage, maybe there's not that much left to lose.
But that optimism only goes so far, as Roth admits.
It's not a good picture.
And Lubyhusen says that's partly because freezes aren't the only thing we're dealing with.
Florida is wrestling with a developing drought.
In fact, Lubyhusen notes that the 1-2 punch of the increasing drought and the three freezes is creating some tough decisions for farmers.
It's highlighting the need for irrigation, supplemental irrigation. That's the same water supply that producers are using to protect their crops. So we now have competing needs for water in Florida, not just for freeze protection, but for drought mitigation.
Ross says indeed the drought has already had an impact on some of their crops through the first two freezes.
We felt like on December the 7th we lost some crops, some lettuce crops that we normally wouldn't have lost because it was just so darn dry. We had gone 60 days without any rainfall.
And unfortunately, weather experts say the current La Nina weather pattern doesn't show much relief in sight. As always, stay tuned and log on to southeastagnet.com as we will continue to follow the effects of this difficult weather on our producers and crops. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.